This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast. We've been talking about guys wearing makeup on a day-to-day basis and looking at your SMSs.
Yeah, we had Good Morning Jenny from South Yarra. Boys are pretty enough. They only need to make up when it's before the word sex.
Make up sex.
There we go. Good, so that's clever. Indeed. Well done, Jenny. Good on you. So we were talking, I know Robert Smith from The Cure used to wear makeup and all the New Romantics when I was growing up, and makeup on guys goes back as far as the Pharaohs. So many years.
But we decided we wanted to get an expert on male makeup, and so we've got Sean Pritchard from Androgyny Cosmetics joining us. Sean, thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
How are you going?
Very well. Now, You actually have a brand of makeup that is for both guys and girls. Do you find that guys are starting to wear more makeup?
Absolutely. It's definitely, with the new generation of young people, it's a more common thing for boys to wear makeup as well. Definitely much more conscious of the way they look.
Now, they're definitely not putting on, you know, bright coloured eyeshadows and extreme lip colours. What do you find that guys are wearing?
With guys, it's definitely about getting the flawless look. So as long as they look like they've got healthy skin. A bronzer and light foundation is most common, with lip glosses and, you know, light lip sheens if they're going to wear any makeup at all.
I was just noticing, do guys often wear eyeliner and mascara? Is that something that they...
I definitely think with, like, myself, if I wear eyeliner or any eye colour itself, it definitely only be at night time, and even sometimes I find that's a bit too extreme. Though it really depends on the face itself and how they pull it off.
Now, I made a bit of a call that I got in trouble for before, saying that I reckon the average male that wears makeup would be better than a lot of females because they kind of have to be as obvious. Would you agree?
I agree. In the sense that, you know, I think anyone that wears makeup really should try and get their flawless looks, so they don't want to look like they're wearing makeup at all, especially when it comes to their skin, so...
So there you go, the expert agrees with me.
The expert agrees with you, of course, yeah. But, I mean, girls should make an effort as well and make sure you can't see that they're wearing the old orange line underneath the chin. I remember my sister used to always have that underneath, and I thought, you're two-tone. You've got your neck is white and then your face is orange.
That's right, and unfortunately it still happens today.
Yeah, and it's just about blending, isn't it? Try and get the right skin tone and to the makeup itself, is it?
A good makeup face always really starts with a good skin, so making sure that you've got good skin to start with. So using good skincare products
having
is important.
Having a good canvas. Do you find, with your range, do you have more gay guys buying it than straight guys?
Obviously the word androgyny is sort of neither masculine nor feminine, so it definitely does attract. It's a really good way for both guys that are a little bit scared usually to wear makeup. I do definitely get masculine guys that are very sort of self-conscious, for sure.
Now, you've got a lip range at the moment out, and you're going to branch out into more stuff as well. Tell us a little bit about your range quickly.
Yeah, just at the moment we've got lip care products, so we've got a day and a night range, and we've got two lip glosses at the moment, which are a light sort of sheer and a very nice rich red. So
I've been chatting to my friend Jean-Paul Gaultier, who does the range as well. He's getting a bit nervous that he's got some competition.
That's right. No, I'm definitely on the lookout to broaden my horizons, that's for sure.
And you're based in Melbourne, are you?
That's right.
So you're out of Melbourne and...
Yeah, and all the products are handmade, so I make them myself. So,
oh, brilliant.
Which is good to... I think people like the idea of being able to touch a product that they know where it's from and stuff.
So do you have to come from, like, a chemistry background to make that sort of
thing? I've definitely got a good background in cosmetic chemistry and studying as a beauty therapist.
Okay. That's very interesting.
If you're interested in finding out more, go to androgynycosmetics.com.au. Sean, thank you for coming in and being our makeup expert this morning.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.